Colin Curtis. Thank you.
So my advice would be review and make your recommendations as you see fit and so use the normal process. So would anyone like to I have to zoom in and out quite a bit of roll up and down. I'm not sure maybe we start with if you want to start with the legal application.
You probably start with the legal services since that's required.
Right.
Okay.
And start with the minimum amount first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care. Fair housing and also homeless and legal services. So fair housing is a requirement.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so whatever the requirement is.
Do you need education as a requirement?
To affirmatively further fair housing and education as a requirement.
Right.
And then minimum what?
So 15, it would be
5,000 was the minimum?
Yeah, 5,000 units. We keep talking 5,000 there.
Okay.
And for the new people, you'll watch these numbers and the total start to decrease as we put in numbers that are required.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. And then the years past, we said, okay, let's put everyone in the minimum and then start taking out.
Yeah.
Now it's a matter of, are there some that we really would not even want to fund? I guess is the next question. We can look at that. Or we can just start looking at each one of them, I think, each one of them individually. Their recommendations are preferred. This should make sense to everyone else here.
Applicable,
of course. No, yeah.
Next group. Which is this category anyway?
Yeah, it'll be next week. We take these, we'll bring up the other direction.
You want to go out?
Is that okay
for everybody? Can you speak down?
It's too small to
do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Only addressing us. That's always our first one, too, as well.
Right.
So one of them is Glendale Wood, right? That is specific for our Glendale Iris. There's a pot of money there once I see people start moving. I'm moving.
Anything at all? I can see
that.
The minimum?
It's three. So one means first night, and then the tab number is the second number. So first night, third tab.
The other one is Glendale Works. Where is that at? Maybe in the homeless area. Is it number 10 there?
Yeah, and that's the...
So, I think the minimum for that one was 50.
And that was to the same staff.
Right.
Okay.
I was trying to look to see where it was, but this is sorry. Okay, so.
Welcome.
Now it comes down to the other consideration we have to take is that the effectiveness of small amounts. So there's some things that are small amounts and managing those contracts that in the past as well. So giving someone like $3,000 is not effective use of their money. Like if you look over there at number 22, you can see the top there. the minimum, I don't know what the line here, but...
What about community action program? Do we want to put our...
Addiction
prevention for community action program on...
I thought they were on there. The cap is on now,
right?
They're
right here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, that, yeah, there's this one.
So...
And you have addiction prevention...
Again, yeah. So was there a minimum?
Yeah, they can prevent any of the as well.
What do you want to do with the 112? Any suggestions? Right, 112. It's a keeper sentence, correct. We have notes on there. We all know who they are, obviously. Right.
Right. It's 100% people in Glendale. So
right.
So,
right.
If it's convention, potentially from that into the homelessness problem.
Right. Do we want to go at 15, or do you want to go half the amount?
I'd like to go as high as we can. Mm.
Just plug in 50, what's where we're at?
Yes.
I'll see how you hit the right.
No, I hate
good, yeah, good. I saw you hide that.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's okay. I know.
A little better.
Okay.
That's
683,000
above?
No, we had
100,000.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would have been nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we had 101.
So.
Do we have any other regulatory items that we need to address before we address all of those?
I think so.
I'm going to tell you another one I do like to add more to is that the family promise. They're the second year in business, and I think they demonstrated. We'll save Matt and have him go back and forth.
Yeah.
Do whatever you need.
Yeah, they were really risky 25 families. And they did do a playground, but they did put in picnic tables.
They put in pickleball
courts. Yeah. 25, you want to give us those 25 on what was
minimum of 5.
But then we talk about, we don't want to really spend small numbers.
Right. Right. Well, some administrators want to put in 15
for now. Let's emails have any passion up there that you felt?
Women's Rescue Mission has been super committed.
Don't they have another one? They had two, right?
Yeah. They have the food, which I'm a big fan of the food stuff that they do.
Yeah.
And they have very supported us. Yeah. I'm a navigator.
So you have a decrease in the money?
Yeah.
One in the 50.
So,
what was the minimum 122?
Well, they're always built for something. You know what I mean? That one, minimum is 30, because that one, for...
payroll port expenses and...
Right.
Personnel. It's a personnel, so as opposed to the actual food.
Right.
That was why I wanted to start with the right of ECO.
Right, absolutely.
Right. So maybe...
Hold up on that one for now.
Yeah, but look at their other famous rescue mission.
Yeah.
That was
Glenda work. Yeah, to do it. Well, that's probably Glenda work.
Oh, it
does that.
Yeah. Well, because they work with these rescues for their lunches and things like that. The new people speak up. What do you think? You're like new back. You can tell us what you think of it. Are you overwhelmed?
It's completely overwhelming the first year.
Yeah, so you know what?
We're
fine.
We're
just kind of prepping this. This is nowhere final. This is just throwing out good.
And there's no scoring really because you have to do it with, look at how much we have and who we can and can't find and go from there. I just.
Exactly. I mean, we agree. There's another good organization, which is Glendale. And those are things important to bring forward, is a few things that you guys know about, too. And our big focus is Glendale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are the bodies in Brenda?
Yes. And they are in the youth area. Because we've not touched the youth area.
I really like that homework youth connection. That is a good program.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And a year before,
everything. Yeah, we've been able to fund them, and I understand their significance and importance.
Right.
But they have lots of other funding, so
do,
that's why we pulled back.
Right.
Yes, they do.
We'll definitely have to have something in the youth category.
Yes, I think that's what we're missing. No, we've always given them money too.
What do we want to do about this? The homeless youth?
See, I like number 19, the homeless youth connection. Not
very
new.
Of
course.
That
would
be
everybody
a little bit.
Yes. No, I'm not
even going to do the we had before we even started, so, yeah.
It's a problem, though. I get it that we want to fund them all. When we give them a little bit, it's administrative heavy.
Well, yes. And that's what we're talking about. We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So, and being the first year, I know how you feel.
The boys and girls problem.
How much is
the 15 administering
as
they are and actually using the funding?
119 minimum 15 on that one, if we go ahead and throw 15 at them.
15
at home. And the boys and girls funding would be good too.
That is number down the bottom. So, I'll call you.
One six. Yeah, 16. I mean, that's obviously right here in 8501 district.
Yeah.
We all know that.
We want to give them
the
senior, from the girls,
right.
So we've been given priorities by the council, so we have to make sure that we pick, each one of the priorities.
If you go to the second page,
what we do is we meet in the summer, you'll see at the junior retreat, and we sort of come up with these priorities. And so whenever we go through these and we'll analyze these, we're like, okay, how many of these priority categories does it fit? So if it's housing solution, is it just rent versus, okay, it's rent and transitional and it's seniors? And, so we kind of go through and see how much we're checking off. And if something really doesn't fit anywhere in here, then we just keep a low priority. So this is kind of a guide for those of you who are new. We use this priority to evaluate.
Thank you,
Linda. Yeah, thank you.
And that's
good that word. Yeah.
This year,
yeah.
That was one of the things we changed is we actually added a question about which of the council priorities
does
this check off. Obviously, you've got multiple priorities covered.
And I know a big one was financial literacy. That throwing money, yeah. Throwing money isn't one thing, but teaching them how to manage their money to get out there is one of the big concerns as well.
What are we at now?
So we have still funds available.
What about the domestic violence section?
Have we done anything in there? Nothing there.
Both really good programs.
Yeah.
I like the victim services. I mean, the lay legal services is important. But I like the direct victim services in the shelter.
Of course you like it.
I think the other one is a better fit for our funds.
Was there an advocacy component to this as well?
1-9. Yes, court-related services.
Yes, victim advocacy.
It kind of a lot out. I think it crosses over a lot more.
It does.
So if we're going to do something, anyone.
And what did they just say? That they would accept a minimum of $5,000. Which one do
you
know?
What turns you off is what? The additional
And just for disclosure, I did volunteer at Chrysalis about 15 years ago, and won't keep the kids in one of the shelters. It does not affect my thinking,
no.
But just for disclosure.
And they, yeah, they do support a huge amount of Glendale residents.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So, if we're going to throw money out, you want to throw the five or the full 10?
Well, the administrators can be hassled. Start with 10 and we can always pull from
there. Yeah, I think that was 10. And so we have seniors now, and we have the seniors covered, homeless now covered.
And then we go from.
We got the first one. Right?
Yeah, I was going to say that's.
And the stables. There's only one group.
And this could cross over between youth and disabled. So there's some overlap in a lot of all these.
Right. Is it as high a priority? I love the program.
Right.
I do. I love the program. The question is it as high a priority as, for example, giving someone rent to avoid homelessness?
No.
I don't think it is.
I don't either.
And the big thing is, unfortunately,
if we have more money, but given women amount of money, I think we need to throw more money at this.
Can't number 17, the duet partners count as disabled too?
It's even the seniors.
I know, but seniors and adults with disabilities.
Right, so they're homebound.
Right, I'm saying that could be a disability.
Still crossing over the two, sure. What is the minimum? Because that's not a very good program, and we've seen them come to us and they can make huge differences with the seniors. To keep them in their homes.
It's a minimum of 15.
That's true. Let's throw 15 out.
Throw 15.
Yeah,
15. Okay. Let's go back to the rent and homelessness, because we know that's a huge problem.
I have a disclosure, though, with Duet. I've talked
to
her
for her CBDC 19.8 contract, and I'm going to, and I will be sending them, and I will send them, but I just want to put it out there.
Disclosure
is in there. Okay. That's what I need to say. I have, if we do a new session for Inga Rumpel, I have to refuse myself from that, because I'm on the board of the Glendale Civilian Police Academy alumni, and we have made donations to Inga Rumpel, so if they come up for the session.
Yeah, way too busy.
And I have another disclosure. Boys and Girls Club also, however, it is a facility in the Phoenix area. This one is within Glendale, so, but still, they just merged East Valley Phoenix.
Yes.
So it's all under one
umbrella.
Yeah.
So it serves our good job.
The navigation services has also been a huge benefit in Glendale.
Team Bridges?
Yeah. Remember they had the navigator?
Yeah,
that
Team Bridges has also been...
Oh, this is the one that they said you have to...
Yeah.
Oh, that's
one of them, not both of them.
No,
one of them, not both of them.
So that being said, we can't really make a judgment with that, not having heard the 414.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is how that was going to work.
Yeah, well, that's how that
it's so times one, don't bother sending me
And with that being said, we come back to these things.
Okay.
This is a point of order. The agenda, I'll have to double check on the publication because we haven't included rediscussion of this on next week's agenda. So if you'd like that to occur, it would likely need to happen at the 23rd regular meeting. Because we've been in the already, I'll have to double check.
I'm just behind you. It did not happen.
That'll
be good because that way we won't get confused next week with past week. So if we go back and revisit everything on the 23rd, we've sorted it out separately.
We'll have
a clear picture.
Item for,
So, just because of the process that we have to undertake, just for the open meeting discussion, tonight we're discussing these two things. Next week it'll be your discussion on what you heard that day. And then if there's any discrepancies or any concerns, if you have to see this again, you can certainly put that on the regular agenda. That way you'll have all of your discussion from both of the presentation sessions and it gives you a chance to look at the big picture for everything. So you can certainly make the adjustments to your regular meeting.
And then we can connect it up.
Yeah.
But new people, like I said, it's quite a few that were kind of overwhelming. I don't want to be overwhelmed.
And the final reconciliation, the regular meeting is also the night that you will hear the preliminary, the data analysis, the results of con plan, the surveys, all that research, and the preliminary recommendations for the priorities of the goal. So you'll get to hear what the community has said, what they feel.
And that might throw some weight on what we decide as well.
That might dovetail really nicely.
Yeah.
So if we put the rediscussion of
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah.
All right. So how much do we have left, Matt? So we want to now start going through kind of one by one and going, okay, the ones that are left. So, for example, starting with number one, Nulu, I kind of felt like they had a lot of other funding sources, and they also had not serving the projected number of Glendale residents. So they do good work, but I felt like they've got a lot of other places where they can get money and they didn't really need as much.
Yeah.
Nothing. They didn't serve the projected number, and they gave a ton of other funding. Well, they listed about 12 and 990.
Okay. Now, do you mind scrolling down to us and just talk briefly to me where the other money is?
So, as far as Glendale was, cash addiction prevention, their housing, police,
the
family commerce,
syphilis. The YWCA for food.
Back on the top, one of the things I liked about Angels on Patrol is that the money is going directly to the people getting the service.
Yeah.
So that one's not a personnel one. Now, with some of the personnel, the service is the person, right? So you don't distinguish entirely on that. But I did like that this is money going directly to the people for the things they need. I thought that was the strength of the program.
Right. And the number is supporting 250 clients in Glendale. So they're a large number to use that 7,500 for.
I think it's a good thing.
Much more effectively, not spending $2,000 on one family.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, do we put in 27.5 for number 1-2?
I mean,
7.5. Give them an extra 20 grand. It's fine. We're planning
on it. Oh, minimum of 5.
Yeah,
minimum 5.
Give them a 5
for now.
Well received by the police department, and it builds a positive relationship. Yes.
The community, absolutely. So that's good use of the money. It spreads out more evenly.
So whatever comes after
there, they're done. Oh, yeah. So, Carol, what do you guys feel about Carol?
Well, their minimum is 35, which is
good. Right, that's what
I'm saying. Right, that's what I'm saying.
You can
eat up. So that sounds like that's... Unless we feel like, okay, we're happy with them, so important,
is
nobody else gets any.
Is it other place that we're looking at?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's look at other things before we go back and go over there. Because we were talking about community bridges as well, and we're not finding either one of those.
How many navigators
are there? Are there duplications? That's a very valid point.
Yeah.
Well, 13 and 14 can't really do anything with 13 until we know next week.
I mean, we can, but it would be
14.
14 we could.
14 we could find.
And,
I don't know what their minimum would be.
Their minimum, well, 57, so 30, so that's out for the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I know Vivian was talking about St. Vincent de Paul. What number are they?
I see on the third area there.
Okay.
Well, it is. Number 25.
Well, we haven't put anything down for Phoenix 13 or something that year.
Well, they are, we looked at that, and they are working with Glendale Works. So definitely Phoenix Rescue Mission is a big one, but they also presented, they're working in partnership with Glendale Works, so they're sort of in there. But St. Vincent, 25, their minimum is 20, and they hit seniors, families with children, people with disabilities, victims of domestic violence, veterans. It didn't check off homelessness, but I feel like it does.
Yeah,
so they really should have checked that off.
Yeah,
yeah.
They took
a lot of
boxes.
Exactly.
They're the stewards of the money.
Yes, they are. No, we agree.
Yeah. So we throw them 20?
20.
Throw them the 20.
We're making a dent.
I think
what is that program this year? Because last year was a senior tsunami.
Tsunami, the silver tsunami.
Right, another one.
This is Switzerland.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of different programs, though.
They do.
And they also have a lot of other programs for
the Justice Empowerment Center, $35,000 is the minimum that we don't have that to give them. So.
And then also in next week's presentation as well. Remember, they'll be next week.
So they might get money there.
Right, so you can always revisit this. Remember, this is not written.
So the Head Start minimum is 20. What do we have left? Like 21?
Mm-hmm. Right.
My recommendation is go and find Head Start and maybe cut TAP.
We don't have that.
We don't even cut them.
Wait, call up. What would they be? 70?
We're
not funding them?
No.
No.
We don't have the money.
Still don't fund.
Yeah. I mean, go give the rest of the money to Head Start. It does create a lot of need.
Yeah.
I think it really does. It's more than Head Start education. I mean, like the letter and just the impact on the community.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I
have a question.
Okay.
Do you have a discrepancy
about
working school
district
with
Head Start?
You just have to disclose it.
Yeah.
You just have to tell us.
Okay.
It's been so noted. Yes, thank you.
You got it.
So, you want to put the remainder in Head Start?
I'm good with it. I'm fine.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Is it
okay?
Oh, do I owe?
It's
all the news that has come out about our
school system. I saw that. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
It is. High upgrades, I know.
There
you go. So.
Somebody put, they got really specific with the request.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
So,
is it okay if I make a statement for the new people?
Absolutely.
So, new people, I was in your shoes 3 years ago. This seemed very chaotic for you, I am aware. And part of it is because you just started last night, you didn't have a couple of months to sort of get into this. This will make more sense by the end of February, March, when you've seen us go through this a couple of times. And next year, I promise this will make sense to you,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, this is a lot to read your first day. And it's kind of like, I don't know what I'm reading, I don't know why I'm reading it, I don't know how they're coming up with these numbers, I don't know how they're figuring out the judgment call, right? Everything in this. So, just, everybody knows you're feeling that, and it's normal, and by March, you'll be like, okay, I think it makes sense, and then next grant application, you will understand, and you'll be saying, how about this, how about this, how about this. So, just don't be freaked out and turned off by the committee, because it's a lot right now.
You don't want to take over anything, value your input. So please do speak up.
Yeah.
No. So we appreciate that as well, because you can just say, well, we don't like them because we funded them and they didn't spend their money. I can tell you this last round, but you don't have to really fully spend my money, because that's not us, but because of the money wasn't available today, because of the delay. So there's all of those things that impact everyone, because we want everyone to spend the money that's allocated. Does that make sense? Because I got the money again and didn't like use it last year, and now we're going to give you more. Yeah. I know it's a puzzling thing too, but that doesn't normally happen.
It's a semester that you didn't fund because they had spent the previous month.
Right. So, yeah, so you just spend it, and then they have to account what they spent it on.
Well, last year was different because we had delay in the federal government getting us the money, and so their fiscal year to spend it was cut short. But when that's not happening, if, you know, they said, hey, we project we're going to serve 300 people, and for some reason they only served 150, maybe they didn't get their outreach out, maybe there just wasn't as much of a need. If they didn't need it, we're not going to give it to them again. Then you're going to give it to somebody else who can use it. So those are the kinds of things that by next year you'll be thinking about in this discussion and throwing out there, and you'll know to look for.
Is that like on number 7 in the staff review where it says no, most recent financial audit was free of funding, and it says no? Is that what you're saying?
So it's a little bit different, but so that, what that is a little different. So all of these entities have to go through an audit to say, hey, where were your monies? Did you account for meals that were spent? Did you account for your travel properly? Did you turn in your reports? Do the numbers match up? So if it's free of material weaknesses and it says yes, that means it was cool. A no means there was some problem. People aren't turning in their expense reports on time. There's money missing. What I'm talking about is they didn't actually, it's kind of like your kid says, hey, I really need $300 to go, you know, do this thing, and then they only spend $150. Well, what are you doing $300 for? Right? You need $150. So it's kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
The other things you ever want to look at, you can either go on Charity Navigator, which tells you sort of a lot of charities how much money they're actually spending on a program, and there's also a thing called an IRS 990. And all the charities have to fill out 990s. And the IRS will tell you, like, how much is the executive director making?
Mm-hmm.
How much is the staff making? So little things like that. But as far as this goes, the audit says, are they able to account for their money to show that they're properly spending it and it's not being stolen or mishandled or lost? The spending of the money has to do with, Did they fully serve the need? And if they didn't, either because there wasn't a need or they're not telling people they're out there, then you don't want to give the money to somebody who can go out there, because otherwise you just wasted that money. It didn't get used to people instead of, there shouldn't be any savings accounts.
So we like the stories that says, and I use this sort of before in the past, I know people. You know that they need, and they fully spend their money appropriately. Can that help?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, did we ever even look at, just real quickly, on number 11, that's also the youth one. Did we fund them at all?
We got only 30.
So the youth employment program, so we didn't touch this one again. And that's our own here.
Yeah, but is that really serving? I mean, that's just, you know, high schoolers.
That's a nice
thing. It's a nice thing to have if we can, but I'd rather keep somebody in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I know, we don't have enough money. And last year we were able to fund them some.
Right.
So just the point to say, sorry, not even. Oh, sorry.
Can you find that?
Yeah.
Place to find it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a start, right? This
yeah.
is, don't think these are concrete.
And if anyone has any, like, I really don't want to fund this, or I really think we need to move money or something else, like, it's a discussion. Like, nobody here is in charge.
Yeah.
Some of us are
You can go home and you think about this, and you come back and revisit it. So,
Okay, so I noticed that we fully funded the number 12, and we gave them almost all of what they needed for Glendale work. Are we required to do that, or was that just a decision to give them the whole $50,000?
Which one?
112 and 110.
There's no requirement.
The only regulatory requirement is the fair housing. Which we didn't fully fund. The only one we fully funded looks like is CAP, based on these numbers then.
Well, so it really directly.
Because it is directly a four.
No, we got those.
Supervising. Supervise priority. Okay, have the money for it.
You've got to have a front row to where it's been and how it's been, and right, that it's appropriately spent for that.
Well, some of the domestic violence, legal help would be often nice to include in there.
Number 190, that right there, 1,000.
Yeah.
That thing will cover those things.
Yeah, if you look in their proposal, it's got the shelter services, and it also has navigating the orders of protection and things in 1,900.
They cover both.
Yeah, that's why we have that one instead of Sojourner, because.
Okay, now I got that one.
And
okay.
All right. And I think we touched every area. And then we didn't do the kids things about the school drive. I thought we gave some money to it first. We didn't, did we?
No.
Because we just don't have any money. You see, yeah, I mean, we're at half the point. I mean,
yeah,
that's what's really frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we don't want to.
So there's 26 needs refunded, and we only funded what? 10?
This is a rough year.
This is a very low. Uh-huh. How many total did we fund? Let's see, I'll see something else.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah.
Pretty good number, though.
Pretty much
that. But yeah. Less than half that we can afford to give money to. And you see, only one size under, but that's only half a lot of money. So that's a struggle every year we go through. Some years we get more money. With that being said, there's also where we, when we finalize these, there's a 10% increase or decrease that we just go up proportionate to who we've given money to. We don't vote on that. We don't do that today, do we?
We won't know what that final allocation is until sometime
in the spring. So for the new people, that's what we do too. Sometimes it's a 10% runway up and down, and then we just accept that.
Okay. We make a motion
to how we...
To give staff the discretion to spend plus or minus what we voted on.
I mean...
Prorated.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it's only within 10%.
Right.
The recommendations are.
Can we reduce the 50,000 to community action to and give that to the TWIST program? 7,500?
What number is the TWIST program?
What? Take 7,500 from 112 and give it to 16.
16 is minimum funding is 10,000.
So go to 40 for CAP and give it to 10.
Take 7,500?
I don't know. They on their application, it says the minimum funding the agency will accept for this activity is $10,000. So maybe less than $10,000 they can't for the minister of the program.
Mm-hmm.
We see that a lot with, especially ones that are tied to positions.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't pay the whole salary or half the salary, then there's no point in paying any of it. You can't pay any of it.
You have to give the money back and you have to drive off the boat.
So.
But I'm with you, Theodore.
I'm not at all.
How about 10,000 then? Can we give them 10,000?
Yeah, and then increase to 40 from top.
I'm
okay with that. That's fine. Those are things to balance them out, and then now we're doing 12. It's 11. I mean, we try to spread it out.
I'd rather
see
cap have another one.
Right. So the 10,000 is going to, yeah. And they might get money from somewhere else.
I'm keeping people off the street, so.
Well, yeah, and everything is, and wasn't the problem with SWIFT that they couldn't guarantee that it was lower income?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how they always are.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
But they're in a low income area, so they're going to benefit for that. I deal with the Phoenix facility.
Okay. There we are.
Well, then that brings you up to 12.
Exactly. Now we're almost at 5.
Okay. Yeah. Almost at 5.
Feeling good?
Yes,
We got sprint our money. The top ticket goes, the second hand.
Yeah.
And there's regulatory ones that you thought it had to be funded. So go take top priority. Yes.
Yeah. And so this will get presented to the city council, not this, but eventually. And then they'll have comments, and some of those questions will be brought back to them, and then we'll all attack them.
We'll have a little watch party and just watch the Facebook Live. I love that they do that. I think that's awesome.
I know. I want that too.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, any other questions, comments, concerns? Any other passionate things? I think we've done what we can.
I think we've done a good amount of homelessness from our total.
I think I agree. As you can see, that subtotal right there, so 135,000 is for homelessness. So that's the grant of each subgroup.
Plus the, was it 100,000 that's been pulled out?
Another
100
that will
pull the
homelessness as well.
Right.
Yeah,
isn't it accounted
for in this spreadsheet?
Right.
It's not accounted
for in this spreadsheet.
Right.
Matt, can we pull down?
Now, 10,000 for domestic violence.
All right, so they got a third of their funding. Basically, a third of their funding is going to be.
And
we've got, about half, right?
Which one?
A lot of these do overlap.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Right, because obviously, if domestic violence out there, they're all going to be homeless.
But we do have some money to do on the control.
I'm
talking
about
federal government.
HUD.
Yeah. HUD. Is it HUD? Yes. Housing, Urban Development.
How did they determine how much
we get? Based on census. That's why when you heard someone talking to 2020 census, going out there and go to the homes, the senior homes, and helping them fill those census out is so critical to get those numbers in. Because that's how they determine.
That's what they find out. And then we're relative to everybody else in the country. So the formula is, you know, people in poverty, maybe including housing, but overall population. There's a variety of factors that go into the formula, and it's all relative to everybody else. So there's no way for us to know, because our numbers may appear to be better, i.e. worse, but relative to every other grantee in the country, there's no way for us to know.
It's
nationwide.
It's nationwide. We're talking about the Fed, right?
Yeah.
Everybody. And there are some cities that obviously are hurting more than ours, so we don't know that as much.
But the census is stage one. Right. So getting your census numbers up to begin with is really the best that you can do locally in terms of affecting that formula.
And this is a big one, of course, every 10 years.
Tell me a little bit more than that, because I'm hoping you can share this
with your neighbor.
With your neighbor, especially if you're ready for the funding that you receive, and that you have the ability to help the movement on. So it's not just the census data itself. I think everybody knows that. But the important part for us is to make sure those numbers are accurate. And as accurate as possible, because regardless of whether or not we get additional funding for instance for HUD, it doesn't mean that those people still aren't going to be requesting assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a limited ability to be able to assist them. So that's why it's so important for us to get accurate numbers as possible so that we will have the funds necessary to help the people that are there.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't impact your service delivery. We're still going to be requested, of course, by our community to help. It just means you may have less funding to do it if you don't have an accurate system.
Mm-hmm.
And with that said, I'd like to make a statement here, an open meaning, that as we elect city council members, you know, elected officials, I think it's important that we have these conversations with them to tell them general funds also belong in low-income neighborhoods. Don't only rely on federal grants, because I think a lot of the council members, and again, I've been sitting on this commission for two terms, and I've sat on a couple of other different commissions, they don't see the connection. We need general funds because there's a tax revenue base that's coming from the low-income areas. They're paying water and sewer rates. They're paying. They need to reinvest that money back into the community and not only rely on these CDBG grants. And I think that's an important piece that all of us, and even being a constituent,
whether we're on a board or a commission or what have you. Our voice counts, but our votes count also. And so I think it's important that we start having these dialogues with our council members, each of us that, you know, is in different council districts. We're going to have how many new jobs coming in with Con Air, with the new facility that is being built, or it's already built, I think. And there's going to be, I think I heard this morning, that 300 new jobs. With that comes revenue. And it's important that city council, because the residency, the education program, and put that message back to our city council members. Reinvest the money into our neighborhood. Reinvest that money into affordable housing. Don't only rely on federal grants to do that. And I think that's one of the big things, because council has their priorities, but are those priorities in line within the consolidated plan? And I think that's the big message is, you know, being ambassadors, if you will, for our community, not only federal grant dollars, but ambassadors for the community. It's important to tell council, hey, you know what? Instead of funding things at Foothills, you know, or you know, and I know some of these investments, they're required. You know, they're required to invest so much because the rate of return is going to be great. However, we also need to let them know, just like we'll go up to, you know, the state level and how funding for education is important. Sure, funding for war is important, but so is funding for education, funding for all these different projects. I think as stewards and civic duties is, you know, say it. Don't be afraid to say it. And again, I'm always having conversations with Councilman Aldama. You know, when you're up there, speak up. Speak up some more. You know, we need more money in our neighborhood.
Well, one of the things that when we come down the pipeline, if I'm sure you all know about it, but with the welfare law, but it's the online purchasing. So I shop the Amazon. Guess what? I'm now paying sales tax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which we didn't before. So we are gathering way more sales tax starting in October than we've done ever. We're going to really have this huge amount of money that's going to be collected from tax returns. There's always funding, but they will do this based on census and other things that they put into the numbers. That's why all those things are critical. So you ask the question, where the funding comes from? And I think it comes from a source based on a value at a number based on several factors, is what Matt was trying to say.
I'm happy to answer any of the regulatory background on any of this, so, you know, background HUD, what eligible activities are, certain funding thresholds, and we have certain things where we have limits on what we can fund. So I can provide those gaps in that information as well. You know, why we have a certain limit on public services, why we have a limit on ads, or things like that. So there's quite a bit to it. I'm happy to answer any of those questions at any time.
And Vivian, thank you for sharing that from Chicken Policy House here, because when we had all these vacancies, we were like, we need more different kinds of voices who actually have the insight into all these issues. And so thank you for being willing to, you know, share that and bring the importance of that to us, because it gives us that testimony that, yes, this is a service that people are actually using and needing to do well.
Vivian, so you did that call we were talking about?
About?
Oh, I got that.
Because
we got a call.
No, she just mentioned here that she will, you know, we have to consider, right, look at things from Paul to bring and help her. And so that's exactly why you're here. I mean, nothing to you. But, you know, we wanted to hear people who are in some of these communities that are benefiting or have benefited from these services, because it does less good to just have outsiders making decisions who don't actually have the insight of how these programs are actually working.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well said.
Almost like I talked
earlier.
Any others?
Well, I have heard from many that the YAWCA's meals are delicious.
We definitely have to find that.
Well, YWCA is just around the corner from and I had a little lady that I could take over there every single day because that's where she had her lunch, her main meal of the day. And then I also, my neighbor across the street gets the meals on wheels.
We've always done a very good service and they've been around for a very long time.
And
we really value them.
And I've heard that the meals are delicious.
My dad didn't make meals in my
family. I know.
We covered all these. Okay. Everyone's good for this. Oh, I'm sorry.
I know that number one, the 114, is the position that we funded last year, the navigator. Are we going to be in jeopardy then of losing that navigator if we don't fund it? I know that the Community Bridges Navigator that we currently have, are we in jeopardy of losing that, or will they maintain that and this would be just an extra?
Good question. Take a look.
Which of the navigators
was
tied to?
114
is tied to the housing, but 114 is the navigator that we already funded last year.
That's an
issue. I mean, they're because it looks like they don't really have any other funding.
Right.
And you funded it
for 2 years.
Yeah, we funded.
We have money.
That's the balance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
just funded for
54711
from
working.
Yeah.
Right, but we
have
money.
Yeah.
So that's the question now, if we want to fund them, do we have to fully fund them based on this? Who do you want to take money from?
I mean,
it is very valid.
Right.
Yeah. But
do they have a minimum?
That's it. You're looking at it.
No.
Is that the
one that says,
don't fund one, don't
fund
two? No. What's the one that says housing? Right above it?
No.
I do
the High Dot Road.
Or I can say.
Okay, so
yeah,
that. Okay.
That one's tied to Zebra.
So the only other thing is, you know, say, well, Glenda works, who can give us, take a picture from there and move it to that navigation.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's all wonderful. My question was just if we don't, are we going to lose that navigator that Community Bridges is providing Glenda?
It does appear that way.
Yes.
Based on
the financials.
I'm not sure we
should go
out with some other
resource. Well, that might be something, I don't know what the 146 is going towards, but that might be something the city looks at, because this is important to us when these are set aside.
And that's a valid point to this. The 125 we're missing to this one behind.
Yeah.
That was the question that I had last night. I guess I should have asked, if we don't send you, are we going to lose the navigator? I know we kind of fought hard to get that navigator.
We did.
We also
But what they're saying here is 74% of the revenue comes from contracts with the Regional Behavioral Health Authority, and then 60% comes from service contracts.
Now
we go
to 14.
On 14, other funding sources is only $17,000. So basically, it's our funds and 17 grand from somebody else. So 17 grand is not going to fund a person, even under minimum wage.
I thought she said last night it would be to maintain the.
You're right,
yes.
Right.
I wonder if I did something about it.
This one,
I have my notes last night, I'm going to put my hand at notes, but the one thing I do have written is,
He says no spin study of fiscal position. And I guess every word then
we'll have that. Here's a question. As you have
a 9 minutes
from last night that they said this is for the existing position. Most of these are handwritten notes. I have a question. This 126 set aside, was that a request that we can say, nope, we're taking $58,000 out of that, you can take it back from wherever you want, or was that a, we're not so much a request, but we're taking $126,000 from you?
So, what's the question that you said that was, council is trying to very carefully look at directing not only certain services, but in addition to that, making sure that we're getting the performance measures that we're requesting and that we need in order to move the needle. So when people send requests to this committee, it's the programs that they have in mind, how they particularly run their program, how they want that to operate within their own scope of work,
mm-hmm.
and how that particular organization can operate. Since what council is looking at with the set-aside funding, much like we do for rehab work, we set the scope of work as a city and say, this is how we want you to move it. And that's a whole different context than telling us this is kind of what we want to do versus us saying, this is what we want to actually see happen. So that's why they pulled up that money aside. And part of that conversation that we had with council was that they looked at things like navigation services. I think the things that were listed was navigation services, some funding out of DSD that could possibly be used for bed space, because one of the things our police officers deal with in some of the conversations that you heard were very specifically about, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, where does that person go?
Mm-hmm.
And the entire police personnel was trying to care for mm-hmm. the family that may not have a place to stay or a disease situation mm-hmm. versus if they have the ability or another nonprofit has the ability to put them in a hotel room, at least for that moment in time they're in a safe place and so they can get connected mm-hmm. with additional services. So the DSC funding is looking at, can we find that space? So that if we're trying to deal with chronically homeless individuals, we have a place, you know, that they can sleep for that night, so that again they can get immediately connected with additional services and then go through the process that is currently in place, which means we have some level of coordinated care. But that again is a difficult process when you're competing with every other chronically homeless individual in this country. So that's why they're putting some money
so,
in 10 minutes.
So with that said, if one of the priorities is navigation services, then great. You set up 106 set aside, take 57,000 of that
mm-hmm.
for this navigation, which is one of their priorities, so you can come staff and go back to council and tell them, okay, based on that, because we feel it's also important, but because of the limited funding, and now they took out the 106 set aside.
126.
Or 126. So, and it's 125,000 set aside, I believe, out of public service, and it's 75,000 that is set aside out of DSC. DSC funded our emergency solutions grant, as you guys know, directly related to homelessness and trying to get that done. The 125 out of public service is a little bit different. That's a wider pot, of course, that all municipalities have through a variety of different public services. And I just want to make sure that there's some very particular use to that and some very particular performance measures that are in place regarding that. So they can certainly, that's why we want you to have an opportunity to figure out how you think the funding that you have at your disposal tonight works. And then what we will certainly do, because we can't just automatically say this person is us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to mm-hmm. now go through an RFP process
mm-hmm.
for any of the funding that council actually set aside. And that's what we need to set aside for the act. There's a whole different process.
So I think if council is pulling that to set aside for another navigation service, then.
Then we shouldn't,
then we've already got that money coming, then I hate to lose community bridges, navigation, homeless services, but if that's being pulled in-house, for lack of a better expression, then
But it still has to go to an
RFP. Right,
right. There's no way for us to guarantee.
Right, that we put up our
much like when we went through the process for a grade of work, we had to submit an RFP and then people competed for that. We have to do the same thing for any contract that we have. It has to go through, for transparency and government, it has to go through an RFP process.
I guess my concern is that the navigator's been on the ground for 2 years, building those relationships, because it doesn't just happen overnight, and working on the ground with people in Glendale, and then that's going to go, could go away, and then you're going to do an RFP, which takes a long time, and they're going to contract with somebody else, and now somebody new is going to try to come in and establish themselves. And
And you also have the opportunity that maybe Community Bridges ends up being awarded the contract through the RFP.
Well,
and
you know, if
it's open to anybody.
You know if it's the same person who's been in the same position, because I mean, we can fund this and they can quit and we're in the same position.
Well,
and
no. But they've
already set up the structure.
The structure is there.
So let me throw something out, because I was thinking about this, the Glendale Works Program is being funded by general funds.
Well, just the not yet, partially.
Partially, right. Yeah. So we already know that is a council priority.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's why I said you want to move that from there
and
into that, because then we know that that other set aside, they will fund with that.
Well, no, the funding that's going to the general fund is a separate money that's going to pay for the payroll of the
work. Yeah, it's okay, because CDBG just can't use the direct benefits to the recipient.
So for the Glendale Works Program, the funding that you're interested in here is actually paying for the staff of the that does all the hands-on and works with the folks to make sure that they can get off the street. The money from the general fund is paying for the stipends that those individuals are receiving, which are independent, to make them get actually into sales.
So we take a risk also. Look, they're going to So if we take that 50, we don't know that it's going to come back out from the navigator. They could take a whole bunch of these other ones and cobble them back together, and now we funded way fewer people. So it's a little bit of a, I mean, they can do what they want with this, but the question for us becomes, you know, if we don't give money that we know is likely going to end up there, they're not necessarily going to say, okay, well, we'll take it back from Community Bridges. They're going to say, okay, well, let's take, you know, $15,000 from emergency shelter, and let's take whatever amount from the rest of homes, and let's take whatever amount from homeless youth. And now we funded even fewer, as opposed to we gave up one thing that was important to us. So that's my concern with moving it. I mean, it would be an easy solution, but for the fact that we know it's going to give us back.
Well, thank you for that.
Again, this isn't final, so it could be that we go through ESG and some of these people get money through there, and we go, okay, well, now let's take away their, you know, this funding because they got over there. That's entirely possible. And we get our navigator back.
It doesn't have that very valid statement and things to think about.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. This is so much money.
That program does 100% Glendale, right?
But if a 200 and whatever, that's 20, I don't know, maybe 20% of the budget.
What did
you
say, 70? Was it 100%?
No, it's so 54,000 is what percent of the 200 we have to spend?
You mean the
57? Yeah. So the 54,000 for the navigator, 57 for the navigator. Yeah. So 58,000 is what percent of the 200 whatever we have to spend? It's a big chunk.
Yes, it is.
Cool,
that's a larger amount than the other boxes get off.
Yeah. Right. So do we want to say, okay, you get 25% of 26 applications, one that person is 20%.
I think the other question would be, and I know that's a school on position, I think I asked before, could they do it with 0.5
after
you want it?
I think that last night.
Could they do it? Well, I think the last night said no, they had to have one all the time.
Right. Yeah, full time. So, can only work with. But you're right, that we fought hard, we built a relationship. And you know what? If they don't get the money, maybe they will find someone else to get it.
Yeah,
if they have to.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll be creating a homeless person.
It's going to think
in Glendale. It is going to think in Glendale. I know that's what people don't need to help.
Right, and they're home.
It's definitely something to think about in kind of allocation.
Right.
Can you put like an asterisk there or something to remind us?
Just to revisit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the word we're looking for. Okay.
And based on the conversation that we've had this evening, we will certainly review for your regular CDAC meeting. Mm-hmm. First, all of you have an opportunity to revisit all of this again.
Yeah, thank you.
So we'll make sure we make the appropriate changes and revisions for that.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments, suggestions? Well, the next meeting is on the agenda. Is next Wednesday at 4 p.m. The 4 p.m. meeting, so I can't guarantee how long it's going to last, so hopefully it won't last too long. That's our next step. Okay. Council chamber.
And Chair, I've already let staff know I have a 3:30 trial downtown to the court, so I will come when trial. It's only a 1 hour trial, so when that's over, I will be there, but I will be late unless that miraculously settles.
And also, I will be late. I will be there, but I will be late.
Okay. As long as you have a quorum.
I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be
there. Now we're going to get it. I don't, yeah.
I'm not going to have a quorum. 7 is quorum.
Then we should be okay. Yeah.
Nobody gets
sick. Yeah, nobody gets sick.
Oh, okay.
Good. Do you have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Motion made and seconded. Then all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And it's been moved. Done.